To God be the glory. We praise and thank God for spiritual songs and hymns, singing with grace in our hearts unto the Lord. I do praise and thank God for his presence, the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and praise and thank God for my pastor, Pastor Parrish. Thank you, Pastor. And each and every one of you, my sisters and brothers in Christ, God bless you. Let us pray. Holy Father, my loving Heavenly Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, the Spirit of the Most High God. Father, I pray and ask now that you would stand up in me and speak through me by the power of the Holy Ghost. And I pray and ask for fresh anointing. Father, I pray and ask that as I open my mouth that you would speak through me, Father God, as I speak what thus saith the Lord. And Father God, anoint the ears and the hearts of each and every person. Yes, Father God, that we will hear and receive from you. And Father, allow your word to go forth with power and authority and suffer it not to return to you void, but allow it to accomplish everything that you sent it forth to do. And Father, we thank and praise you for this. What's in Jesus' name, I pray and ask it all. Amen.
Amen.
God bless. To God be the glory. Praise God. If you have your Bibles, you can turn with me to the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 9. Hebrews chapter 9, beginning at verse 1. Then verily the first covenant had also ordinances of divine service and a worldly sanctuary. For there was a tabernacle made, the first wherein was the candlestick, and the table, and the showbread, which is called the sanctuary. Well. And after the second veil, the tabernacle, which is called the holiest of all, which had the golden censer and the ark of the covenant overlaid round about with gold, wherein was the golden pot that had manna, and Aaron's rod that budded, and the table of covenant. And over it the cherubims of glory, shattering the mercy seat, of which we cannot now speak particularly. God bless you. We were used for a subject this morning, divine service in a worldly sanctuary. Divine service in a worldly sanctuary. The Jewish law is not a full and faithful model of the real thing. It is only a shadow, a reflected image of heavenly things. The Old Testament was never intended to be rested in or to put all their trust and hope, but a model to prepare for the institution of the gospel.
All right, come on.
The law was their schoolmaster to bring them unto Christ.
Well,
the first commandment, or the first covenant, had also ordinances of divine service. For every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices. These priests offered gifts according to the law, who serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things in a worldly sanctuary.
All right.
So there was a tabernacle made. Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle. For see, saith he, that thou make all things according to the pattern showed to thee in the mountain.
Well,
in order to make clothing, you first need a pattern.
Come on.
And the same with building a house. In order to build a house, there must first be a blueprint drawn up. So you want to see what it looked like before it's made or built. So God gave Moses those instructions while he was yet on Mount Sinai.
Well,
the tabernacle was a movable tent, a meeting place, because God wanted to dwell among his people, the Israelites. He wanted to have fellowship with them, to be able to communicate with them, even in their wilderness experience. God wants to communicate with you today. Whatever your situation may be, he wants to communicate with you. The tabernacle was built into two parts, called the first and the second tabernacle, an inner and an outer part, where the priest was to carry out performance of the rites and service of God, of the law. We are also told what was placed in each part of the tabernacle.
Amen.
The first wherein was the candlestick or lampstand. The lampstand provided light in this otherwise dark room. There were no windows in the sanctuary. The priests would trim the wicks to keep the lamps burning brightly. They were all burning lamps. They had to be refilled every so often. Some of us remember all burning lamps. In order for them to burn brightly, every so often you had to trim the wicks. Those of us that have been born again, Jesus is light in us. And we are lights in this dark world. Christians are children of light. We must keep our lamps trimmed and burning with oil in our vessels. That is the Holy Spirit within us. You need a refilling of the Holy Ghost every so often. You don't drive your automobiles every day for weeks without going to the gas station and filling it up. It's the same thing with us as we minister.
Bless you.
Every now and then, we need a refilling of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
A fresh anointing. This is what keeps us going. The power of the Holy Ghost. So don't be like those five foolish virgins. Had lamps and no oil with them to go meet the bridegroom. When Jesus comes back, it's too late to get saved. You must receive him now. In your heart today, accept him as your Lord and Savior. And also the table and the showbread, or the bread of present, set upon it, which was for the priests only. On the table, the priest placed 12 loaves of unleavened bread, which represented the 12 tribes of Israel.
Amen.
For Jesus said, I am the bread of life.
Yes, yes.
You must feast on the bread of life daily, the word of God. In him is truth, for he is the word of truth. He said, behold, I come in the volume of the book.
Well,
for it is written of me. This is called the sanctuary,
come on,
or the holy place.
Come on.
which was the first tabernacle.
Come on.
And after the second veil, the tabernacle, which is called the holiest of all, the most holy place, where the high priest entered only once a year.
Amen.
On the Day of Atonement.
Amen.
Which had the golden censer.
Yes.
Which was to hold incense.
Well.
The Lord required that special incense be burned constantly on the altar of incense.
Well.
Every morning and evening.
All right.
In burning up incense is symbolic of the rising or uprising of prayers of the saints. In here also was the Ark of the Covenant.
Come on.
It was covered by a lid of solid gold, which was called the mercy seat. The high priest entered to sprinkle blood on the mercy seat to atone for the sins, for his sins, and for the sins of the people.
Amen.
The apostle give us the mind and meaning of the Holy Ghost, signifying that the way into the holiest of all was not yet manifest, while as the first tabernacle was yet standing. There was not yet that free access to God then that there is now.
Amen.
On this were the two cherubims of gold, one at each end. They faced each other. The cherubims of glory, shattering the mercy seat, looking down toward it, which was covered by the spreading wing. Signifying that Jehovah dwelt between the cherubims.
Well.
In the midst of his people, meeting the people there in the person of the high priest.
All right.
The mercy seat was symbolic of God's divine throne and presence. With the sprinkling of blood on the mercy seat, signifying that the judgment of God is transformed into grace and mercy. In it was the golden pot that had manna, the food of the Israelites during the time of their wandering in the wilderness. This was a memorial of God's miraculous feeding of his people.
Amen.
That they might never forget his favor to them. And Aaron's rod that bud. This was that rod of God with which Moses and Aaron wrought such wonders among the people. It was a type and figure of Christ and his priesthood. He was to grow up before God as this before the ark, like a tender plant and a root out of a dry ground.
Amen.
All right.
And the table of covenant or testimony, which the moral law or commandments was written.
All right. Come on.
Laws relating to principles of right and wrong in their behavior.
Right.
Now when those things were put in place, the ordinary priest went always into the first tabernacle, accomplishing the daily sacrifices, the service of God. It would have been fatal for them to have entered into the holiest of all. But into the second went the high priest alone, once every year, not without blood of a goat. There Aaron made atonement once in the year with the blood which he offered for himself and for the sins of the people. For the law maketh men high priests, which have infirmities. They are weak.
Amen.
Who can have compassion on the ignorant?
Come on, preacher.
The others that are weak. For every high priest taken from among men is ordained for men in things pertaining to God.
Amen. Come on.
That he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sin.
Well,
none of the gifts and sacrifices that they offered could make the people's heart perfect as pertaining to conscience. They could not deliver them from the dread of the wrath of God.
Well,
they might be saved from the temporal punishment, but he could not be saved by them from sin. For scripture said, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness for sin. None of us can enter either into God's gracious presence here or hereafter, but by the blood. And that's by the blood of Jesus. It's the blood that atoned for sin. It is the means by which reconciliation between God and the sinner is effected. There was only one way into the Holy of Holies, and that was through the veil. And there is only one way to God, and that is through Jesus Christ, his Son. Jesus said, I am the way. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. At the time of Jesus' death, the veil of the temple was rent in twain. The veil which parted between the holy place and the most holy. The veil of the temple was for concealment. But now at the death of Jesus, the way was made open. It signifies the uniting of the Jews and Gentiles. By the removing of the partition wall.
That's right.
Amen.
Between them, which was the ceremonial law. Christ in his death took it out of the way.
Amen.
And nailed it to his cross.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
Jesus, as the sinless high priest, who offered himself up as a sacrifice for sinners, who need not daily, as those high priests, to offer up sacrifices, first for his own sins, and then for the people. For this he did once when he offered up himself, Christ both high priest and sacrifice.
Well.
The superiority of Christ's sacrifice over the Levitical sacrificial system is seen in that his sacrifice had to be offered only once. So in Jesus Christ, we have the fulfilling of the scripture.
Amen.
In taking away the first priesthood, which God had no pleasure in, and establishing the second, his own priesthood. An everlasting gospel.
Amen.
This was the heart of God from all eternity. That the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world,
Amen,
without blemish or spot.
Amen.
For the blood of bulls and goats can never take away sin.
Say so. Amen.
For this reason, Amen, when Christ was about to come into the world, he said to God, sacrifice an offering thou didst not want, but you have prepared a body for me. The atoning sacrifice must be one capable of consenting and must voluntarily substitute himself in the sinner's stead. Bulls and goats could not do that. But Christ did so. Jesus, before his crucifixion on the cross, while in the Garden of Gethsemane, he prayed saying, oh, my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me except I drink it, Father, thy will be done.
Mm-hmm.
Not because he did not want to go to the cross,
well,
but he did not want to be separated from God the Father.
Yeah.
For he had said, me and my Father are one.
Amen.
If when you see me, you're seeing the Father.
Amen.
Sin separates us from God. That's why only the high priests were allowed to go into the holiest of all. The people's sin separated them from God.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Church, this was his purpose for coming into the world.
Amen.
To
Amen.
Die. So he took on human flesh.
Yes, he did.
He became a man.
Mm-hmm.
Scripture said it is appointed unto men once to die. So Jesus died.
Mm-hmm.
He fulfilled the scripture. For he had made Jesus to be sin for us. He who knew no sin became our sin bearer.
Well,
right.
Well.
That we might be made the righteousness of God in him.
All right.
At that time, God separated himself from Jesus, the human, the God-man. God did not die. And cannot die.
Come on, come on. Well,
he is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The God man died. The human, not the spirit. He died for all so that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but unto the Lord who died for them. And rose from the dead on the third day morning. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you,
yes,
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Here we have old covenant and new covenant.
Mm-hmm.
Old covenant works. New covenant, will and grace.
Mm-hmm.
Old covenant, remembering of sins.
Mm-hmm.
New covenant, taking away of sin, mm-hmm. past, present, and future.
Yes, yes.
Get you excited about that today.
Yes, yes.
Your sins have been forgiven,
yes.
past, present, and future, in the name of Jesus. God's will for Jesus was to die for our sins.
Mm-hmm.
His will for us is to die to sin.
Mm.
You are dead to the sin nature.
Mm, thank you.
So don't allow it to resurrect again. Christ is better than the Aaronic priesthood.
Mm-hmm.
For his sacrifice was once for all time.
All right.
Jesus, our high priest, has gone into the Holy of Holies.
Yes.
In the presence of God.
Yes.
And poured out his own blood.
Yes,
on the mercy seat.
Amen.
Not the blood of goats and sheep. He poured out his own blood for you and I and for the whole world. For Christ is not entered into the holy place made with hands, which is the figure or copies of the true, but into heaven itself. Now to appear in the presence of God, making intercessions for you and I. So let us offer sacrifices of praise to God through Jesus Christ daily, not just once a year, as the high priest did, but daily, making praises, and let our sacrifices be known to God. For you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praise of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people,
my Lord,
but now are the people of God,
well,
which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy because of what Jesus has done for us. We should give him the praise, the glory, and the honor. We are called to offer up spiritual sacrifices. For even Christ, our high priest, is sacrificed for us. He has delivered us from death unto life. He had delivered us from the wrath of God. So let us come boldly unto the throne of grace to obtain mercy, to find grace to help in time of need. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. For we are earthly vessels doing divine ministry. In all of our ministry that we are doing for the Lord is divine ministry. But we, these vessels, are vessels of dust. We are just dust, earthly vessels doing divine service to God. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Don't go back to the bulls and the goats. We have the perfect sacrifice in Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen. There is no other way.
Thank you.
There is no other one but Jesus Christ himself. The one that died, the one that rose again on the third day, the one that ascended up to heaven, the one that's coming back again. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, Jesus is coming back for his church. And I want to be ready. I don't know about you, but I want to be ready to go back when he comes. Praise God. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory God. Hallelujah. Lord, we give you praise, glory, and honor. You're worthy to be praised. Oh, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. He's worthy, church. He is worthy. He's done so much for us. We can't give him enough praise and thanks. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. And into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him.
Yes.
Be thankful unto him.
Amen.
The one true and Savior. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Let us stand.
Amen.
Oh, Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for your word. And Father God, I'm just a vessel, Father God, just an instrument that you can use. And Father God, I'm available to you anytime. Father God, use me as you see fit. And I give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. If you are here this morning and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I invite you to come this morning. Because scripture tells us that if we should believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, believe that he died, that he was buried, and that he rose again on the third day, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto salvation. And with the mouth confession, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. And with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Father, thank you. So and if you're here and you without a church home, we invite you to come if you feel the leading of the Holy Spirit. And maybe you are a backslider. God said he's married to the backslider. So you too can come. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise, glory, and honor. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. This is prayer. Prayer time. Come to the altar.